Captain Don Haar slammed into his command chair as a barrage of missiles struck the side of his ship. The SSMC Reluctant hadn't been built to handle this type of abuse. She was a ship meant to be attached to rails in space. Yes, it was idiocy, but that's how things were done on Haar's home planet of Segnal.
"Any idea where these guys came from?"
he asked to no one in particular.
"No, sir,"
answered his second-in-command, Kip Sandu. Another jolt nearly took Haar completely out of the chair. He struggled to right himself while the rest of the crew barely budged, holding themselves in place as if nothing had happened at all. To be fair, they were all androids. They had the strength to brace themselves in the roughest situations. Haar didn't have that luxury, seeing that he was the only human aboard.
"You should put your seatbelt on, sir,"
Commander Sandu suggested.
"If I can get situated for more than 2 seconds, Commander, I'll do just that."
Fortunately, he got just enough of a reprieve to click his belt in place before the next explosion, and then he slammed his fist on the button that activated the intercom on his chair.
"Geezer,"
he called down to engineering,
"can you get us the hell out of here before these ships destroy us?"
"No can do, Chief," Geezer replied in the only attitude-laced monotone voice that Haar had ever heard.
Considered antiquated even by robotic standards on Segnal, Geezer came from the G33-Z3R line, meaning that he had attitude and good old-fashioned engineering skills. He was the only other non-android on the Reluctant.
"I'm fighting enough just to keep our circuits humming. Shields are dropping pretty damn fast. At this rate, they'll be dead soon."
"So will we." "Thur,"
Lieutenant Hank Moon said in his lisped way,
"it looks like they're attacking in a standard Delta pattern."
The lisp wasn't consistent, but then again, neither was Hank Moon. He inhabited one of the most perfect female specimens Haar had ever laid eyes on. He had started out as a she, or, more accurately, a they that consisted of 3 distinct personalities. But on that fateful day when Geezer was finally able to meld all 3 of those personalities into one, Hank Moon rose to the top and became the final representative.
"A standard Delta, you say?"
"Yeah, sir."
"I see,"
Haar said, though he didn't.
"Is that useful information?"
"It is, sir,"
Hank said while turning back to look at him.
"We could counter them with an Alpha Theta 3-1 switch."
Haar blinked at Moon as his mind struggled to recall exactly what an Alpha Theta 3-1 switch looked like.
"Okay,"
he said hopefully.
"Do that."
"I don't know how, sir."
"Well, then what was the purpose of bringing it up, Lieutenant?"
"I thought maybe you knew the maneuver."
"And I probably should," Haar replied before the ship took another hit. This one was just a graze, but it kept them in the game.
"My cadet training was some years ago, Lieutenant. Certainly there's something on the computer that details this, though, right?"
Lieutenant Brekka Ridley spun in her chair, looking a bit more soldierly than Lieutenant Moon.
"Sir,"
she said,
"the Alpha Theta 3-1 switch is just a reverse thrust move."
Could you expand on that a little bit?"
"Basically, we reverse the polarity of the magnetism on propulsion. The ship will screech to a halt on the rails and send us screaming backward while enemy ships zip on by. Then we can light them up from behind."
"I see," said Haar while he pursed his lips and tapped his first finger on the bridge of his nose.
Makes perfect sense, Lieutenant, except for the bit where we're no longer on rails."
"Oh, yeah,"
Ridley replied.
"Forgot about that."
A blast caused Haar's head to flip backward, giving him a bit of whiplash. It was the worst strike yet, strong enough to set a few of the main panels aflame. Ensigns Grover Kerr and Miles Middleton grabbed extinguishers and started putting out one of the fires that had flared up on the secondary access panel that sat by the hatch. Ensign Brand Jesden had joined in to help put out the flames. Jesden was the one that Haar had the most issues with. He was insubordinate, had a bad attitude, rubbed most of the men the wrong way, and rubbed most of the women the right way.
"Are we at least firing back?"
Haar asked.
"Please, tell me somebody has taken the initiative on that."
They all glanced around at each other.
"Seriously? Come on, gang, you're supposed to be soldiers."